So I'm going to record a couple of audio notes this morning about last night. So it is the 2nd of May 2009. The event was at the North Face, North Wall, North Face? North Face is a manufacturer of clothing, is it? North Wall, I think it was, in Oxford for Ben's big gig. We took one of the Sleepy Dog ammo box cases down with us with all the equipment in. They're very, very cool in terms of being very robust, very easy to move back and forth with the handle and stuff. And yeah, plenty of room in there. I took my Canon HV20, my tripod, which the tripod really wasn't up to it. We need to look into lightweight tripods that fit inside that particular box, but they extend more. Because we had to put it on a table and it was a bit awkward, to say the least. The Canon HV20 was perfect, low light, very small camera. Zoom was good on it. The issues that we found was to do with multicam support on BAMUs. It was really, really, well, it just didn't work at all. The actual mixer panel came up and it showed the four cameras as being live, but we couldn't switch on our event page to any of the other cameras like I've done before at home. I think it would have been really, really, it would have added to the night and it would have put BAMUs on a map as being a solution for doing multicam support. One of the questions that came out of last night was somebody didn't understand, I think it was Bundini, didn't understand what BAMUs was for if the audio was out of sync. Okay, so what I had running last night was a 64kps shoutcast stream as a backup. One of the things that I have built into Responder is the ability for you to have a shoutcast server somewhere and you broadcasting to it. So if your video feed goes down, which has your audio in it, you have some sort of interactivity coming from the venue or the event. So that was perfect. The audio was crystal clear, I was told, on the shoutcast stream. So what people were doing were watching the video, but with the audio from iTunes, which, yes, obviously, it will be out of sync by 1 or 2 seconds, probably more if you're in America, because the shoutcast server is in the UK. That said, in the future, it might get better that we could have, you know, multiple sources, multiple shoutcast servers around the world, so you get, you know, a fairly up-to-date, but it'll never be in sync with BAMUs because they're not connected as such. They both were using the same line input, but they weren't in sync. So I need to go back to BAMUs and talk to them about audio, because the audio wasn't great. I don't know if it was something to do with the line input or if it was something with the actual levels in the Flash movie. Thinking back now, I don't think I looked into the Flash movie to see if the volume level was high enough. And what else? Another thing that wouldn't have worked very well, even if we got a multicam switching, when you switch from different cameras or different views, you get a different audio stream from the unit which has that stream on it. So we tried to have audio going from the sound desk to each one of the computers, which was a bit of a hassle because you only had so many breakout points and XLR control points where you could, you know, send sound from the sound desk to a place. So that's going to be an issue in future. It needs to be looked at. How do we resolve having audio at different points around the venue if you're running multiple cameras? That was quite difficult. We actually set up next to the sound desk, had the camera and the line input next to the sound desk. Apart from that, everything else went really well. The chat room was okay, the website was okay, the caching problem with hashtag tweets was fine. That seems fixed. The Flickr pictures were updating okay. The chat could have been better in that it could have been on straight away instead of having to click onto it. And the template and the theme could have been a lot nicer, but we only had, you know, 24, 48 hours to do it and integrate it, so we did something quite lightweight, but we think it worked quite well. At its peak, we probably had about 40 people in the chat room, but I haven't looked at the stats for the actual broadcast on BAMUSA yet, but I'll do that later on today. All in all, a really, really good night. I really enjoyed myself. Ben is absolutely incredibly talented, and looking forward to doing something similar to it again soon.